guest, and with us today another distinguished guest, Mr. Jason Shepherd. He has been a successful business owner in PR and technology, worked in the Department of Insurance, worked in the Department of Community Affairs, and is running for State House District number 37. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ty. Glad to be able to be here today.
My pleasure having you. So just kind of want to pose the question to you. Tell our listeners why you were running for office.
Well, the main reason I'm running for office is kind of along the theme of your show this month, and the fact that I believe that America is kind of in the doldrums right now, and especially here in our state of Georgia. But we have the talent, we have the drive, we have the ingenuity, and we have the leadership among the people of our state and of our nation to pull our country back from really the brink it is. I've been saying that if we can survive the Great Depression, if we can survive Jimmy Carter, as a nation, we can survive this.
Yeah, you know what? If we can survive Jimmy Carter, we can probably survive just about anything. I saw him on the news the other night, and he just continues with his illusions, I guess. But back to you specifically, and what can we do? What can we do to make Georgia more business friendly, to attract more people to more businesses to Georgia, to attract more jobs to Georgia? What can we do?
Well, part of the thing we can do is reform our tax climate. You know, we have both everything from the income tax, corporate and personal, to some other taxes that are hidden. Especially when I was working in the Department of Insurance, one of the things we focused on was the state premium tax. Basically, the way the premium tax works is everyone who buys a policy from a company that's headquartered in Georgia, it doesn't matter if you live in Georgia too, or if you live in Alabama or Washington State or Alaska or wherever, if you buy from a company that's headquartered in Georgia, you pay the Georgia premium tax. Half of that money goes to the state, half of it goes to the counties and cities. Well, Georgia has one of the highest premium taxes in the nation. Aflac, which for many, many years was headquartered in Columbus, Georgia, moved their corporate charter out of state. By doing that, they saved over $23 million a year in taxes. Georgia lost $23 million a year in tax revenue.
Wow.
And it's also a barrier. You know, there's a lot of insurance companies that would love to move to a state like Georgia, but for our tax structure.
It's interesting. You know, most insurance companies, as far as I know, are in Des Moines, Iowa, and Minneapolis, Minnesota, places like that. And I guess that's because of favorable tax treatment. Is that right?
It is. Just like so many corporations put their corporate charters in Delaware, because Delaware has a more favorable legal climate for corporations.
Isn't that interesting that on the federal level, on the state level, to generate business, the elements are exactly the same. Make it easier for businesses to do businesses, because that creates jobs.
Exactly. And there's also the small little things. You know, going around as a candidate talking to local business owners, what they face and complain about is not so much the taxes as a small business. I mean, there are complaints about that, but just the amount of red tape and regulation that they have to deal with. Talking to one business owner, if he puts up a sign on his business, you know, as small as one of my yard signs, the county's after him and say, well, do you have a permit for that? If you're not, you're going to be fined. And it makes businesses, because there are so many laws to comply with that aren't for protection of the consumer or protection of the business, but little revenue-generating regulations that businesses really give up. They get tired of dealing with the minutia and red tape and say enough is enough. And the problem is, too many politicians, when they talk about cutting red tape, they mean cutting horizontally instead of vertically. So you may knock out a few of these regulations that are really meaningless in terms of helping protect the health or safety or general welfare of the population, and just do nothing but tie the hands of small businesses.
I think I know what you're going to say when I ask you this, but as you know, I'm sure, the Georgia's unemployment rate is higher than the national average. It is greater than 10%. Why do you think that is?
I think part of it is the tax climate. And also, when you look at the unemployment rate and say it's 10%, you have to keep in mind that that does not include people like mortgage brokers. The housing industry, as we all know, has fallen through, and it's been hit especially hard in Georgia. My mother was in the mortgage industry for more than 20 years. She's been unemployed for more than two now. However, her and other mortgage brokers, in addition to that, real estate salespeople, are all commissioned employees. They didn't get a W-2. They can't go to unemployment and collect unemployment, and therefore they're not counted in unemployment.
Do you have any guess? Do you have any guess what the unemployment rate is when you count 1099 employees that aren't making money anymore, or 1099 your contractors like you're describing? Do you have any idea what that number might be in Georgia?
I have no clue, but you know, I've heard estimates anywhere from an extra 5% to an extra 15%. So we could be looking at 25, really, as a real number, 25% unemployment in the state.
You know, I agree with you. And by the way, I'm sure you know this already. Great Depression numbers were about 25%. And, you know, when you look around Georgia, you look at the foreclosure rate and so forth. We need people to go in there. It sounds like you're about this and cutting taxes and generating business here in the state of Georgia. Here's the question. This goes along with our theme. If elected, what will you do to ensure that we're leaving a better America, and more specifically, a better Georgia to our children?
Well, for one thing is, like I said, give them the opportunity to get through school, whether it's high school or college, get a technical degree, get a vocational degree, get a bachelor's degree, and be able to find a job. Just not have to leave the state of Georgia, but to sit here and invest and raise their family in our state. And having people who are investing and raising their family and calling Georgia home, they're going to make their communities better. You know, most people don't want to live in a trashed up community or a depressed state. They want to live in a place where it's safe to raise their families and where they're active and they participate in community organizations and their church and their synagogue. I think that's what will make Georgia and realistically America a better place. And we'll continue on the process we have for over 230 years. Where each generation stands on the shoulders of the generation before us, starting with that founding generation.
You know what? I got to cut you off there, but we're going to come up on a hard break. But I do want to say, when you say things like give opportunity, that just gets me going. Not the government take care of them, but give them opportunity. I love
it. I
appreciate you being here today. For our listeners, if they want to donate to your campaign or they want to know more about you, what do they do?
They go to shepforrep.com. That's shepforrep.com. You can go on there, you can find out more about. You can volunteer for the campaign. If you live in Central Cobb County, the 3rd District, you can request a yard sign. And by the way, as being a state house campaign and an entrepreneurial kind of campaign, I'm the chief sign guy, I'm the chief fundraiser, I'm the candidate, and everything else too. And,
Jason, I got to go here, but thank you so much for being with us. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Take care now.